This is the Michigan Talk Network. More talk now.
All right, welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gerber Show. I'm telling you, the place was absolutely a madhouse. Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids packed right to the ceiling. And I mentioned I went online just to see what the capacity of the arena was. And it said for concerts, 13,500. So I guess it was somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe a bit higher, but 14,000 people inside and a whole host of people outside, including Kyle Malin, I believe, who was outside at the event in Grand Rapids. He joins me here, the editor of MERS News and the vice president. Kyle, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. No, I was not outside. I did get inside, but as one Secret Service agent told me, there were possibly thousands of people outside who did not get in.
Right. So, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that you had 20,000 people turn out, maybe more. I mean, if you had 13.5 inside and 5 or 6 outside, that's what people were telling me too. Some people said they guessed it at 10,000 outside. I don't have any idea. I wasn't outside.
Yeah. I heard the police say 15,000 when you include there were protesters too outside too. So I mean there were people who didn't want to get in, but clearly that was an enormous crowd and a lot of shows and a massive show of support for Donald Trump.
No question. And big news made there because this Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, $300 million that the three members of Congress that I spoke with after the event, very excited about that, obviously. More money for the Sioux Locks. So big news for Michigan as far as projects we have going here, important projects. Because, as you know, the fact that the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative was not funded had been fodder for Senator Stabenow and others to say, well, look, Donald Trump doesn't care about the Great Lakes. Well, that's off the table now.
Yeah, that was a good move for him. You know, you could always argue, well, he took it off. The only reason it's on the table is because he took it off the table. But, to say that in Michigan was certainly a crowd pleaser and was one of many, many lines he gave that got the crowd pretty riled up. You know, that was a 90-minute political speech. That was almost 90 minutes, Steve,
yeah.
which is unheard of in politics.
It was a marathon.
And the vast majority of the crowd stayed for the whole thing.
They did.
That may be the most striking thing for me. Like, I kept looking down at my recorder thinking, he's still going.
Like, yeah, I know. We did the same thing.
He's still going. I mean, most for the listener's benefit, I mean, most political speeches are maybe 20, maybe 30 minutes. Okay, you just can't keep a crowd's attention that long. He kept a crowd of over 10,000 people just eating out of his hand for 90 minutes. It was crazy.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We kept looking at our recorder, too, going, yeah, I told Ivy, I said, I don't know if we're going to be able to find all the bites we bought. It's just too much. It's voluminous at that point.
Yeah, I was concerned. I was starting to think, what time do I got to cut out of here early? Am I going to be able to get the edition out? Am I going to be able to write a story? My goodness.
It's really unbelievable. I see that, and I mentioned this a bit ago, and you can pass this hot potato if you don't like it. But, you know, I saw it's front page of the Free Press, and it's front page of the Detroit News. It's front page of M Live, and, of course, you covered it. And apparently the local paper in Lansing didn't know there was anything going on. No mention anywhere. Not on the front page. Not anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know,
embarrassing.
They've got a very funny deadline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know.
A very funny deadline.
Sometimes you got to remember, Steve, that on election day or the day after the election, mm-hmm. they had a person voting at the polls and had no election results.
Well, okay, well.
So,
useless.
Mean, that's just the way they're operating, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, okay. I'll give that. Okay, so I wanted to ask you about something else, really big news that happened yesterday. Attorney General for Michigan, Dana Nessel, declares the plan or the board to oversee the plan to build a pipeline that would replace Line 5 and make it secure and safe. This plan by Enbridge declared it unconstitutional, which means it all comes to a standstill. What does it mean to me?
Well, it means that this commission that was created by Governor Snyder on the way out the door cannot operate until there's some type of legal action that contradicts what the Attorney General says. This was actually brought to court earlier, but a court of appeal or a court of claims judge did not agree with it. But Nestle is bringing up new arguments, new legal arguments that is stopping this.
So let me just jump in because I've got to know why on earth would you, as if you're the governor of the state of Michigan, you've got a company willing to build a $500 million project and give it to you as a gift that will make energy transference across the Straits of Mackinac safe for generations to come, unless they just want to unplug the UP. I mean, do they just not want to send any, you know, any propane to the UP? Because you got all these people against Line 5. We've got to make it safe. It's terrible. We've got to close it down. Well, here's a plan. The company's going to build it and make it perfectly safe 100 feet beneath the surface of the Straits there. And it gets such, it makes no sense to me, Kyle. Help me.
Okay. The plan, what they're really upset about really has not as much to do about Line 5 as it does about oil. And the environmentalists are so passionate about unplugging the country's energy desires from oil that this is seen as a step to do that. If we make oil so expensive, they want to shut down Line 5. They don't want trucks going over the bridge or anything. They want the flow of oil to stop.
Well, do they understand that we have oil? It goes into things that are called tractors, and these tractors in Michigan make a thing we call food. Are we clear on that part of it?
Yes, but just to be clear, though, again, is if we gradually unplug or make oil so expensive that it's not a cost-effective way to power our homes or heat our homes, then we will go toward what they really would like us to use, which is renewable energy, solar, wind,
right,
and so forth. That's what they want. This is a step toward unplugging the country from oil.
And so how does it help, you know, if you drive the price of gasoline to $4, $5, $10 a gallon, how does that help poor people?
Well, that doesn't impact the price of gasoline at the pump. I mean, this would be more about propane up for the folks in the Upper Peninsula.
All right. I
would be more concerned about them. It doesn't help it. It would make it more expensive. It would make heating your house and lighting your house more expensive up there. I think that's what we expect would happen if Line 5 were to shut down.
Well, you don't have to say this, but I find it completely irresponsible. You know, because people in the UP, they want to pay what? Double, triple, quadruple their price for heat? I don't think so. Kyle, I got to run. Greatly appreciate it. Glad to have you as always.
Hey, Greg, glad to be on, Steve. We'll talk to you later.
25 after on a Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.